Good evening. Welcome to Speaking in Your Basement. Tonight, we cover the one biohack that actually works. Now, I should say to start with, what works for one person doesn't necessarily work or work as well for another person. I've played around with a lot of biohacking things, and a lot of them have been virtually worthless. A few of them have been useful, and I continue to do at least some. But one of them really blew my mind. It balanced out my energy. It helped me lose about 87 pounds, something like that, and keep it off. It did that by helping me with cravings. I was having just food cravings anytime I would diet. So, of course, if you've ever had to diet, go on anything like a restrictive diet before, you know exactly what that's like. Helped significantly with that. And particularly after a while, I think after roughly 3 months of taking it, I just had an overall increased sense of well-being, balanced energy, just a feeling of health, well-being, like I was more of the person I should be just because of this one little food I started taking. What is this magical biohack? It's coconut oil. Specifically, organic, virgin, unrefined coconut oil. You can get this in gallon tubs at Costco. It's less than $20. I think it's like $18.99 or something like that. And you can just take one tablespoon of it a day. And that's a great way to start. It's also very easy to take. Relatively inexpensive. Very easy to take. Nothing particularly difficult. It doesn't taste amazing. It's not sweet or anything like that. It has a fairly neutral taste to me. But some people say the coconut taste in it's very strong, I guess for obvious reasons. But the coconut doesn't taste that strong to me. Something you'll have to test out. There's lots of things you can put it in if you want to eat it with a snack or eat it with something else. One of the best ways to use it is roughly 20 minutes before a meal. And if you do it 3 times a day or however many times a day you eat, it's going to help regulate your appetite. It's going to give you the feeling of satiation most of us are eating in the first place to get. And so then you can eat just whatever else you feel you need, probably some protein, maybe some more healthy fat, you know, whatever else you need, or whatever you want. Sometimes just adding in a little bit of the right thing fixes so much that you don't have to worry so much about the rest of your diet. But regardless, it's a very powerful way to start. Now, this podcast is mostly about speaking. Why am I telling you about biohacks? Well, I've said many times, high gravity speakers don't miss a second. They don't waste a second. They don't waste a moment. They see every moment as an opportunity. And one way to do that is to wake up in any given moment and just pay a little more attention. Another way to do that is when you have relatively simple things. If you're like me, you have a ton of habits and not enough time left in your life, however young you may be, to put all the habits into place. There's a ton of habits I would like to have, and I probably don't have time to, you know, create the ideal, perfectly militarized, only towards my goals, lifestyle. But there's a lot of little things. If you just put one of those little things in place, sometimes it has a dramatic effect. Now, biohacks are useful just because any one of them could be that. And one of the challenges with them is they're all kind of sold that way. This is the most amazing thing ever. Most of them haven't been the most amazing thing ever for me. Most of them don't really live up to the hype, although a few of them I liked enough, I'm still doing. This one, I didn't hear this one hyped up that much, was part of it. It exceeded my expectations. So that's why I'm bringing that up. But if you look around, you can find things like that all through your life. This is one you can test out right now. There's a lot of things with diet that make you feel more healthy, more whole. And when you show up that way, you're showing up as a higher gravity person. In the most important way, you're showing up that way for yourself. You're gaining more credibility and more power with yourself. And when you have that kind of influence with yourself, it's much easier to develop it with other people. Quite frequently, it happens without you even trying because there's just something special about you. Most people aren't doing this. Most people are playing the social status game directly. That's actually the second step. Nothing wrong with pursuing higher job opportunities, a better social circle, whatever you want to do to climb up the success ladder, the social ladder, whatever you want to call it. If you start there and you leave what's most important to you on a back burner, you're not taking care of what's actually most important in your life. Now, a lot more can be said about that. We can say some goals may be foolish, but you have to pay some attention to what's really important to you, whether you think it's foolish or not. You have to take the time for that. And when you take the time to put your life a little bit more in order, it starts to quickly change how you experience yourself, but also how you come across to any of the other people you interact with in your life. So whether it's a biohack or a speaking tip or a job tip or a travel tip, a language tip, whatever else it is, if you're interested in it and it will improve your life even a little bit, it's worth looking at. And that one little tip, that one little trick, might be the thing that dramatically changes things for you. Not just in terms of the health, like in the case of the coconut oil tip, but also the way you feel about yourself, and therefore the way you show up for others. I'm Ben Langley. Thank you very much for spending some time with me tonight. We'll talk again soon.